请登录 synapselingo.com 查看我们的应用程序。
The Mademek Massacre happened many years ago in Turkey.
马迪马克大屠杀发生在多年前的土耳其。
It was a sad day for the people and the country.
这是人民和国家的悲伤一天。
Many people lost their lives during this tragic event.
许多人在这场悲惨的事件中失去了生命。
The massacre showed how important peace is for society.
大屠杀展示了和平对社会的重要性。
People must learn from this to keep democracy strong.
人们必须从中学习，以保持民主的强大。
The event made people think about human rights.
这次事件使人们思考人权问题。
We remember the victims and honor their memory every year.
我们每年纪念受害者，并尊敬他们的记忆。
It helps society to be more united and peaceful.
它有助于社会更加团结和平。
Teachers talk about the massacre in schools.
教师们谈论学校里的大屠杀。
Students learn the value of respect and kindness.
学生们学习尊重和善良的价值。
Families also talk about the importance of peace at home.
家庭也谈论在家中和平的重要性。
The government works to prevent violence in the future.
政府致力于防止未来的暴力。
People join events to show they want peace and justice.
人们参加活动以表明他们想要和平与正义。
We all hope for a better and safer life.
我们都希望过上更美好更安全的生活。
The Mademek memory teaches us about love and tolerance.
马迪马克记忆教导我们关于爱与宽容。
Remembering helps us build a better world together.
记忆帮助我们一起建设更美好的世界。
We must always value human life and freedom.
我们必须始终珍惜人类生命和自由。
Mademek is a reminder to be kind every day.
Mademek 是提醒人们每天都要善良的存在。
Political systems are the structures that organize government and its functions.
政治系统是组织政府及其职能的结构。
There are several types of political systems around the world.
世界各地有多种政治体系。
The most common ones include democracy, monarchy, and dictatorship.
最常见的包括民主、君主制和独裁。
In a democracy, people choose their leaders by voting in elections.
在民主制度中，人们通过投票选举他们的领导人。
Elections are a key part of the democratic process.
选举是民主过程的关键部分。
During elections, citizens vote for candidates who represent their ideas and interests.
在选举期间，公民为代表他们的想法和利益的候选人投票。
Monarchy is a system where a king or queen rules the country, often for life.
君主制是一种体制，由国王或女王统治国家，通常是终身制。
Dictatorship is a system controlled by one person who has all power.
专制是一种由一个人控制的系统，他拥有所有权利。
Citizens in a dictatorship usually cannot vote or choose their leaders freely.
公民在独裁统治下通常无法投票或自由选择他们的领导人。
Politics affects many areas of daily life, including laws, education, and healthcare.
政治影响日常生活的许多领域，包括法律、教育和医疗保健。
Understanding political systems helps people make informed decisions.
理解政治体系帮助人们做出明智的决定。
In some countries, political parties compete to gain power.
在一些国家，政党为了获得权力而竞争。
Each party has its own ideas about how to run the country.
每个政党都有自己关于如何治理国家的想法。
Voters decide which party or candidate they support on election day.
选民决定支持哪个政党或候选人在选举日。
The candidate who receives the most votes usually wins the election.
获得最多选票的候选人通常会赢得选举。
Sometimes, no candidate wins a clear majority, and a second round of voting is needed.
有时，没有候选人获得明显多数，并且需要进行第二轮投票。
Voting methods can vary, such as paper ballots or electronic voting machines.
投票方法可能不同，例如纸质选票或电子投票机。
Free and fair elections are essential for a functioning democracy.
自由和公平的选举对于一个运作良好的民主至关重要。
They allow citizens to choose leaders who will represent their views and protect their rights.
他们允许公民选择将代表他们观点并保护他们权利的领导人。
Understanding these systems helps us appreciate the importance of participation and voting.
理解这些系统帮助我们欣赏参与和投票的重要性。
The Human Resources Department at Sahagyanjeeam has announced several updates regarding personnel management.
人力资源部已宣布多项与人员管理有关的更新。
Firstly, there will be changes in the recruitment policy to improve diversity and inclusion.
首先，将在招聘政策中进行变更，以促进多样性和包容性。
All employees are encouraged to participate in upcoming training sessions focused on mental health awareness.
所有员工都被鼓励参加即将举行的培训课程，重点关注心理健康意识。
This initiative reflects the organization's commitment to supporting employee well-being.
这一倡议反映了组织对支持员工福祉的承诺。
Furthermore, a new flexible work arrangement policy will be introduced beginning next month.
此外，一项新的灵活工作安排政策将于下个月开始实施。
Employees can choose their working hours within specified limits to balance professional and personal commitments.
员工可以在指定的限制范围内选择他们的工作时间，以平衡专业和个人的承诺。
The company also plans to update the performance review system to encourage continuous feedback.
公司还计划更新绩效评估系统，以鼓励持续反馈。
Managers will receive additional training to enhance their skills in delivering constructive feedback.
经理将接受额外的培训，以提升他们在提供建设性反馈方面的技能。
In addition, the HR team is reviewing the current benefits package to better meet employees' needs.
此外，人力资源团队正在审查当前的福利方案，以更好地满足员工的需求。
They aim to include more comprehensive health coverage and wellness programs.
他们旨在纳入更全面的健康保险和健康促进计划。
A feedback portal will also be launched to facilitate open communication between staff and management.
一个反馈门户也将启动，以促进员工与管理层之间的开放沟通。
This system will enable staff to share suggestions and concerns anonymously.
该系统将使员工能够匿名分享建议和关切。
Moreover, the organization will hold quarterly workshops on leadership and career development.
此外，该组织将举办季度研讨会，内容涉及领导力和职业发展。
These workshops are designed to help employees enhance their skills and advance in their careers.
这些研讨会旨在帮助员工提升技能，并在职业生涯中进步。
Additionally, a new mentorship program will connect junior staff with experienced professionals.
此外，一个新的导师项目将连接初级员工和有经验的专业人士。
This initiative aims to foster knowledge transfer and career growth opportunities.
这一倡议旨在促进知识转移和职业成长机会。
Finally, the Human Resources Department requests feedback on these changes to ensure they meet employee expectations.
最后，人力资源部门请求对这些变更提供反馈，以确保他们满足员工的期望。
Employees can submit their opinions through the new feedback portal or directly contact the HR team.
员工可以通过新的反馈门户提交他们的意见，或直接联系 HR 团队。
Continuous improvement in personnel management is a top priority for Sahagyanjeeam to maintain a positive work environment.
持续改进人员管理是维持积极工作环境的首要任务。
The organization appreciates employee contributions and looks forward to a collaborative future.
组织赞赏员工的贡献，并期待一个合作的未来。
Urban development is a multifaceted process that involves numerous challenges and opportunities.
城市发展是一个多方面的过程，涉及众多挑战和机遇。
Cities worldwide grapple with issues such as housing shortages, traffic congestion, and environmental degradation.
全球各地的城市正努力应对住房短缺、交通拥堵和环境退化等问题。
Effective city planning requires an integrated approach that balances economic growth with social equity and environmental sustainability.
有效的城市规划需要一种综合的方法，平衡经济增长与社会公平和环境可持续性。
One major challenge is accommodating population growth without exacerbating urban sprawl.
一个主要挑战是适应人口增长而不加剧城市扩张。
Urban sprawl often leads to inefficient land use and increased reliance on private vehicles.
城市蔓延通常导致土地使用效率低下和对私人车辆的依赖增加。
This, in turn, contributes to air pollution and worsens traffic congestion, undermining citizens' quality of life.
这反过来促使空气污染和交通拥堵恶化，破坏公民的生活质量。
Sustainable urban development emphasizes the creation of green spaces and the promotion of public transportation.
可持续的城市发展强调绿色空间的创建和公共交通的推动。
However, the integration of these elements often faces financial constraints and political resistance.
然而，这些元素的整合常常面临财务限制和政治阻力。
City planners must also address social disparities to ensure inclusive development for all residents.
城市规划者还必须解决社会差异，以确保实现包容性发展，造福所有居民。
Neglecting marginalized communities can perpetuate poverty and social exclusion, hampering overall progress.
忽视边缘化社区可能会延续贫困和社会排斥，阻碍整体进步。
Technological innovations like smart grids and IoT devices offer promising solutions for efficient resource management.
像智能电网和物联网设备这样的技术创新为高效的资源管理提供了有前景的解决方案。
Nonetheless, the digital divide must be overcome to avoid exacerbating inequalities.
尽管如此，必须克服数字鸿沟，以避免加剧不平等现象。
Public participation in urban planning fosters transparency and ensures that diverse voices are heard.
公众参与城市规划促进透明度，确保多样的声音被听到。
However, aligning stakeholders' interests can be complicated and time-consuming.
然而，协调利益相关方的利益可能很复杂且耗时。
Financial investment in infrastructure is essential but often limited by competing priorities.
金融投资于基础设施是必要的，但常常受到竞争优先事项的限制。
Moreover, climate change introduces additional complexities that urban planners must confront proactively.
此外，气候变化引入了城市规划者必须主动应对的额外复杂性。
Innovative policies promoting renewable energy mitigate environmental impacts while fostering economic resilience.
创新政策推动可再生能源减轻环境影响，同时促进经济韧性。
In conclusion, managing urban development challenges requires a collaborative, forward-thinking ethos among policymakers, planners, and communities.
总之，管理城市发展挑战需要政策制定者、规划者和社区之间的协作，前瞻性思维的精神。
Economic theories offer diverse frameworks that explain the functioning of markets and guide policy formulation.
经济理论提供多样的框架，解释市场的运作并指导政策制定。
Classical economics, founded on the premise of rational agents and market equilibrium, contrasts sharply with Keynesian approaches that emphasize government intervention during recessions.
古典经济学建立在理性代理人和市场均衡的前提上，与强调政府在经济衰退期间干预的凯恩斯主义方法形成鲜明对比。
The neoclassical model assumes perfect information and instantaneous market clearing, which often diverges from real-world imperfections and frictions.
新古典模型假设完美信息和瞬时市场清算，这通常与现实世界的不完善性和摩擦不同。
Behavioral economics challenges traditional assumptions by incorporating psychological insights into decision-making processes.
行为经济学通过将心理学见解融入决策过程，挑战传统假设。
This synthesis of economics and psychology has spawned models that better account for heuristics, biases, and social influences.
这一本经济学与心理学的综合产生了更好的解释启发式、偏见和社会影响的模型。
Monetarism, by contrast, prioritizes money supply control as the primary lever to regulate economic activity and curb inflation.
货币主义相比之下，将货币供应控制作为调节经济活动和抑制通货膨胀的主要杠杆。
Supply-side economics posits that economic growth stems from incentivizing production and reducing regulatory burdens.
供给侧经济学假设经济增长源于激励生产和减少监管负担。
Each theoretical model offers distinct policy prescriptions, which are often debated for their practical efficacy and ideological implications.
每个理论模型都提出了不同的政策建议，通常因其实用效能和意识形态影响而被频繁讨论。
Empirical research serves as the crucial arbiter in validating or refuting these models.
实证研究在验证或否定这些模型中起着关键的仲裁作用。
Critics argue that no single economic framework can comprehensively address the complexities inherent in globalized markets.
批评者认为，没有单一的经济框架能全面解决全球化市场中固有的复杂性。
The integration of open economies necessitates adaptive models that can encapsulate dynamic trade relations and capital flows.
开放经济的整合需要能够封装动态贸易关系和资本流动的自适应模型。
In comparing these theories, scholars often employ sophisticated econometric techniques to discern causal relationships.
在比较这些理论时，学者们经常采用复杂的计量经济学技术来识别因果关系。
Despite methodological advancements, uncertainty remains a persistent challenge in economic modeling due to inherent data limitations.
尽管方法学上的进步，不确定性仍然是经济建模中由于固有数据限制而持续存在的挑战。
The equilibrium concept itself has evolved, with new theories proposing multiple equilibria or non-equilibrium dynamics.
平衡概念本身已经发展，伴随着提出多重平衡或非平衡动力学的新理论。
Furthermore, institutional factors and behavioral heterogeneity add layers of complexity that defy straightforward predictions.
此外，制度因素和行为意志性增加了复杂性层次，这些层次挑战了直接的预测。
Policymakers must therefore carefully weigh theoretical insights against empirical evidence to design effective interventions.
政策制定者因此必须谨慎权衡理论见解与实证证据，以设计有效的干预措施。
In conclusion, the comparison of economic theories reveals a rich tapestry of ideas that collectively enrich our understanding of complex economic phenomena.
总之，经济理论的比较揭示了一个丰富的思想织锦，这些思想共同丰富了我们对复杂经济现象的理解。
Future research should focus on integrative approaches that bridge microeconomic behaviors with macroeconomic outcomes.
未来的研究应聚焦于整合方法，这些方法将微观经济行为与宏观经济结果联系起来。
Only through such nuanced examination can economic thought continue to evolve and effectively address the challenges of an interconnected world.
只有通过如此细致的审查，经济思想才能继续发展，并有效应对互联世界的挑战。
请登录 synapselingo.com 查看我们的应用程序。